Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we have an extra special guest, a TV writer and showrunner from the Airbuds podcast and the newest member of the Dunktown Five Timers Club. It's Mike Benner.
Yay. Oh, has it been five times?
Yeah. Did you get your jacket?
No, I didn't get it. I didn't get jack shit.
Open your front door. It's right there.
Greta's running in with it in her mouth.
It's very trendy. It's a shacket. I don't know if you guys have heard. That's what the kids are wearing today.
What is a shacket?
It's a shirt jacket combo, or just like, you know, like somewhere in between the two.
It just looks like a big shirt.
It's a big like flannel shirt or something.
Yeah. I have those.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we sent you.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be a sign of the times.
And cool. I have to say, thank you so much. I know you were going to the Met Gala tonight and you skipped it just to be here with us.
Yeah. Are still wearing your costume.
I saw AOC's dress and I was like, I was wearing pretty much the same thing.
You had the tax the rich on your butt. Rich.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Mine actually said, eat more chicken. But it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same font, same color scheme.
Do you guys think that's the work of Banksy?
It could be a Banksy original dress.
Wait, do you think she was just waiting for her turn at the red carpet and that sneaky little Banksy just ran up and painted Tax of the Rich on her butt?
I mean, it vibes with the rest of like his art, you know? He's all about... you know, he's so deep, you guys wouldn't get it. But, you know, I think that's what happened. She looks shocked in every picture.
Yeah. So this lady next to her is the designer of the dress, and they both are kind of like blank face. They're both like,
they're mad.
And AOC is like turned around showing her butt.
I love AOC. I align with her on most things politically. I think she is great. I love the way she's able to communicate complicated like political concepts to people in ways that they can understand. I think she like jumped the shark with that. She's fucking attending the Met Gala.
I agree. I mean,
don't attend a Met Gala. Make a statement about why you're not going, because it is it's a rich person's like privileged playground.
Right.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's a little on the nose, you know? Well, you know what would be better? It would be a little rat. A little rat. And
he's got a beret and he's painting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like a big dollar sign.
What did Pizza Rat wear when he went to the Met Gala a few years back?
Oh, actually, he just wore that... it's funny, actually. He wore that Halloween costume that's just a big piece of pizza. And he's like, remember, I like pizza.
Right. And then the pepperoni spelled out Tax of the Rich.
Yeah. On his tiny body. No one could really
read
it.
No one could read it. He was so little.
Yeah.
I mean, what? I gotta say this because I'm upset. Why wasn't I invited?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I don't know. I tried to call the Met, and I was like, Agata didn't get her invite yet.
I'm waiting. I'm in costume.
She's been sitting next to her mailbox for weeks. And
I got invited to the Mets Gala. But you know what? I hooked up with Mr. Met.
Whoa. He's cute. He's cute.
What about Mrs. Met, though?
Yeah, she's kind of hot, too. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I hope she's not listening.
She is. She's an avid listener. Pull up Mrs. Met, please, Gabe.
There she is.
Oh, that's her.
I thought that was him.
Is she wearing like a Rasta hat? What
you
is
just
she?
Hit her. What's... You just hit her with a her. We get it. You think Mr. Met is hot?
I think Mrs. Met is thick. She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
Look at her.
She's cute. Look at those lashes. Damn,
she's got the lashes.
Mrs.
Met has got a wagon. Look at that.
Mrs. Met's rear end of photographic appreciation from CBS Sports.
Gross. Wait, what?
Why? That's not news.
Hold on, I'm texting Jamel and Peter. We're changing Airbuds to a baseball podcast.
We should do a whole episode about Mrs. Met.
Yeah,
you know what's funny is that like that is probably just like Billy the marketing intern.
Yeah, he's got a nice ass though.
Yeah,
so
he's got a wagon. Him.
The thing that kind of sucks is there's so few female mascots, and you know, here's one.
And the Hornet.
Everyone's horny for her.
The Hornet.
Yeah, but I don't think that's intentional.
She's a lady.
Oh, because she's got the stinger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, believe it or not, I believe the men that designed it are probably dumb enough not to know that.
Believe it or not.
Think they,
all men are smart.
Yeah.
All men are smart. Is that your stance?
Yeah.
Thank Great. You. Yeah.
I do so much man hating on this show. I got to even it out sometimes.
That's true. Got to bring them back in.
I'm really like driving the listenership away.
What we do is we break them down and then we build them back up again.
Yeah. Right. We have like a real, what is that?
I believe the word who, like, you're looking negs. For is grooming.
No. Okay. That is accurate. No, I'm thinking of the guy. Who's the guy who like is mean to women and is like, this is how you get women?
Oh,
mystery.
Yes.
Yeah.
The game.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I'm into.
I have friends, they're a writing team, and do you know like the Robert McKee story seminar?
No.
So Robert McKee is this writer who never really wrote anything in Hollywood, but he claims to be the expert in screenwriting, and he wrote a big book called Story, which is like impossible to get through, and it's all just this drunken idiot's like kind of ramblings about like Proust and the hero's journey, and like if you don't write a movie this way then Hollywood will spit you out. But he like hosts these like seminars that writers go to, and my friends went to it and just immediately were like, this is such a huge fucking mistake, this guy is awful, this is boring, we're falling asleep. And they like kind of like snuck out into the lobby of the hotel where it was like the conference room like outside, and they realized that they were in the hotel was also playing host to a pickup artist convention. And it was just a bunch of like weirdos and big mystery hats and like wearing like fingerless gloves and like doing close up magic, like learning how to pick up women. And were just so much more, ironically, they were much more interested in that. So they spent the rest of the weekend sneaking into the pickup artist seminar rather than the Robert McKee seminar that they paid for.
It sounds so much more entertaining, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could pick up a few tips.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to go, but I don't, as a woman, I don't think I should. But it would be fun to be like a fly on the wall, you know?
Pickup artists can be women too.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. You could do it.
All right.
Who among the NBA mascots do you think is a pickup artist?
The dragon guy.
Puff, Stuff, the magic
Stuff,
dragon.
Yeah. Stuff.
That's actually a good call. I was going to say
Oh, this guy has a lot of
he's peacocking.
He's peacocking, yeah. For yeah. sure.
Look at
I mean,
that.
Look at that. He's literally shooting fire out of his nose.
And has stars for antlers? I don't know.
Yeah. He is a pickup artist. Chuck the Condor is an incel. the Suns Gorilla is dumb but really good in bed.
Oh, yeah. He's a himbo for sure.
Oh, he's doing like flips and shit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like on your ceiling and you're like, whoa, get down from there.
I feel like there's something weirdly creepy about the Rockets bear whose name I can't remember right now.
Clutch. Is, yeah.
There's something really creepy about Clutch. And maybe it is because he's so like stuffed animal looking.
Yeah.
Why is he a Rocket, the mascot for the Rockets? Did they?
Good question.
Did we send a bear to space? Ever?
What is There's this photo where he's wearing a shirt that says, I'm with stupid.
And yeah. Who is it pointing at?
Some basketball player, but I don't know who
I
that
think
is.
That's Steve Francis, a basketball player? I believe.
I'm telling the listener, not you.
He was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Look at that.
Wow. I guess it means nothing.
The Hall of Fame yeah. means nothing.
Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
And Clutch, the bear, who's currently wearing I'm a stupid on his chest. Yeah.
And legally, anyone who stands next to him is stupid.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm. We have to ask you before we get down another tangent. How are you feeling about the Sixers and Ben Simmons?
Bean Simmons.
Bean Simmons. I just want it to be over. You know, yeah. I feel like, you remember like in Lord of the Rings, how like every movie had like 9 endings and you're yeah. just like, how, like when the fuck is this movie going to end? And that's right. kind of how I feel right yes. now, where it's like, every week, it's like Ben Simmons has let the Sixers know that he's demanding a trade. And I'm like, didn't he already do that? Like, didn't this happen 2 months ago? Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, it's just the team is broken. Ideally, in an ideal world, Ben Simmons would try to shoot and would stay on the Sixers because he is an incredible talent. And I still think he could be like a Hall of Fame player eventually, but you can't be a point guard that doesn't shoot, Ben. And right. he's moved on from the team. I don't think there's any salvaging it. So I'm just like, just get it over with. I don't know.
I don't blame him. People are so mean to him. He's just like, I want to get out of here. Get away from these fans that scream at me. Try some new fans that scream at me.
I don't buy the fans thing. Like, I think he, like, the whole somehow, like, people, like media members on the radio are now considered fans. So like some guy on the radio will call Ben Simmons a bum or a piece of trash, or like the Fox 29 news anchor that said, oh, here's a clip of Ben Simmons leaving town, and then he cut to like a trash can rolling down the street, like
that's actually really funny.
And then, but then the response is like, Philly fans got to do better. That's not the fans. That's fucking media members trying to get like social media clicks. I've been to a lot of, I mean, I know I live in LA, but I've been to a lot of Sixers games, and especially during times when Ben Simmons has been, you know, struggling to shoot, struggling to make his free throws. And I only ever heard people cheering for him. I only ever, and Markelle Fultz as well. I only ever heard people loved Markelle Fultz in Philly. And like, they say like the Philly fans ran him out of town too. That's not true at all. People were like sad. He got a standing ovation when he came back to Philly. So I don't know. I think there's a difference between the fans and the media. The media is fucking trash in Philadelphia. They're a bunch of racist pricks. That's obvious. But like, I don't know. Fans are fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on Twitter. I've seen the tweets. People are mean to him.
People are mean to everybody on Twitter.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Twitter is mean to every single person.
I just feel
bad
for him. He's like a wounded little baby bird, and I want to take him home and put him into a shoebox.
I agree. I want him, ideally for me, like, there would be some kind of reconciliation. He would learn. I'm not even saying, like, get good at shooting. Just try to shoot.
Right.
Like, the problem with Ben Simmons is that he refuses to shoot, which means that essentially it's 5-on-4. In terms of defense versus offense when the Sixers have the ball. Because like, you can sag off Ben Simmons for, if he's not even going to shoot, you know for a fact he will never shoot a three or anything beyond 15 feet or even 8 feet. Like, you don't have to guard him. So then you can double team Joel Embiid like from the start of a possession. So it's just like, I'm not even asking him to be a good shooter. I'm literally just saying, just fucking throw the ball at the rim. And the team will improve.
It seems like he needs therapy.
Yeah.
It's like so clearly a mental block with him, because like I've been watching on, you know, social media and stuff. You'll see him training in the off season, and he's shooting.
He looks incredible on Instagram. Yeah. He looks so good. Yeah.
And it's like, why there's clearly some kind of block happening. And yeah, it's not going to get better going to another team.
I'll help him.
Okay. I think that's what you need to do.
I would really appreciate that if you could fix him.
He can move in with me and Chips and we can work on it.
Chips could be a therapy dog. They could get better together.
Yeah,
Chips is an emotional support dog. I don't know if he could take on anything else. He's kind of a sensitive little chap.
Oh,
the two of them can like conquer their fears.
Oh yeah, it's actually a very similar story.
They came from a different country.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
They both are afraid to shoot free throws.
They showed up and they were like, "What's cheeseburger? I don't know."
Have you been keeping up with the WNBA?
Of course, yeah. We're only like 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks away at this point from the playoffs, baby.
I know, it's coming up fast. The Sparks just had their last regular season home game.
Oh, really? How would you know?
She heard about it online.
I may or may not have been there at the game.
Oh, funny. I love going to WNBA games. And
nobody texted me. My phone was dry.
So, yeah. Mine was wet, but for other reasons.
I was invited by a friend, Echo.
Oh, also my friend, too. Interesting. Cool.
I don't know them, but do you like them better than me?
No, I don't like anyone better than anyone. All of my friends.
Wait, what do you mean? I'm at the top.
I mean, you're at the top.
Thank you.
And then everyone else swims in a pool beneath you.
I like that.
As you lord over them.
Where's Agata? Is she in a throne poolside? What's happening?
Yeah, she's in that big lifeguard chair.
Busy lording.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got to go. Echo got free tickets, invited me to see the Storm play the Sparks in their last regular season home game. It was super fun. I got to see Sue Bird play just a little bit because I don't think the Storm really cared much about the game because I think they're already in the playoffs. But
they're locked in. They're probably... They have a good chance of getting a bye, maybe if they win out, but they're probably not going to get it. I don't think they really care.
Plus, Sue Bird had a big fall.
Oh God, that was embarrassing.
I think we've got a clip.
Yeah, do you want to play this?
Yes.
Erica Wheeler. Erica Wheeler isn't even. I mean, she's great, and she's like rushing towards the basket, but then pulls back. And I think in that second where Sue Bird like tried to move back with her, she just stepped on her own foot and fell so hard.
It looked painful
on her like face and chest. And so they sat her for most of the game after that.
I think her feelings were more hurt like than her body. Like that was a pretty, like Erica Wheeler fucking dropped her with that step back. But if you look at the like close up, like I don't know if she's stepping on her, like it almost looks like she's high-fiving her own foot with her other foot. Like there's something weird happening with her feet there. So I do hope she's healthy, but I think that was more of a like, I don't need to be out here.
Yeah.
I can't be risking this kind of fall.
Right.
For these nobodies.
And right before the playoffs.
Yeah. That was the vibe.
Yeah.
Right.
Gabe, can you pull up the standings right now? There was also a game today.
There was a game today. Incredible game. The Aces came back and you might say they stormed back against the Sky. And ended up winning by 10. They were down like 10 at the half and then won by 10.
Wow.
Fucking Kelsey Plum had an incredible game. 30 points, I think.
Wow. I unfortunately was working and couldn't watch it, but it sounded amazing. The highlights looked great.
So at number one, we've got the Connecticut Sun. Number two, the Aces. Number three, the Minnesota Lynx. And then four, Seattle Storm. How many are in the playoffs?
Eight. Right? Top eight.
Okay. So then Phoenix, Mercury, Chicago Sky, Dallas Wings, and Washington Mystics.
So it looks like the Sparks are nine, and that's probably, I don't think they have a game coming up. I think
there's two games left, I think, for almost everybody. I think the Sparks have two away games. Yeah. But
they have a shot.
Mystics are going to lock it. Yeah. They have a shot.
Mm-hmm. So right now, the Mystics, Sparks, and Liberty are kind of close for that eighth seed. But
yeah,
it does seem like the Mystics probably are going to take it.
Yeah, I think they also have the tiebreaker over the Sparks, at least. So I think they'll probably take it. Elena Deladon is back. She's killing it for the Mystics, kind of. She's still like, it looks like her back is made of like Kinects. You remember Kinects, those toys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they recently said she's not going to play the rest of the regular season because of her back.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, there was like three or four games there where she was looking, you know, slow as hell, but really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm a big Aces fan. I think they're really, really good. And Liz Cambage isn't even playing for them right now because of COVID. So, like,
I think this is they have a good shot this year.
I hope they win.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the Sun are on a 12 game win streak. Jesus Christ.
That is wild.
Yeah. The Sun are kind of killing it right now.
Good for them.
Yeah. I mean, they're good. Got to hand it to them. You're good.
You got to hand it to them.
You got to hand it to them.
Shout out to Jonquil Jones, who is the center for the Sun. And she's incredible. She's great. She had definitely an all-star year. I don't know if she would be like a borderline MVP this year. You know, the Sparks, she was just on the Sparks bench 2 seasons ago, and they just let her walk for like pretty much nothing. And now she's this, and the Sparks could use an MVP quality center, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the Sparks are generally fucking up. It does seem like both Derek Fisher and like the front office are making some bad decisions and in the past seasons, and it's brought them to where they are now, you know?
I mean, they essentially chose Derek Fisher over Candace Parker.
Yeah, exactly. And,
which is insane.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I guess Derek Fisher is the most important player in a women's basketball league.
It's bullshit. All right, so much happens in a week. We can't possibly cover it all, so we wrap it up in a little segment called Previously on Basketball.
Last week on Perfect Strangers.
Basketball.
Oh, Perfect Strangers! I used to love it. It's a show where a guy's foreign European cousin comes to live with him, and it's hijinks ensue.
Right. And what the funniest part Europeans. About it, so Balki Bartokomis comes from Mipos, Greece, which is a real place, but the entire point of the show is that they paint Mipos out to be like this podunk, like pig fucking, like sheep.
Like backwards.
I was like, this is a real place. You couldn't just like make up a name of a country. Yeah.
This is kind of the first Borat.
This is the proto Borat. Yeah.
Proto Borat.
Wow.
Yeah. With Bronson Pinchot. Yeah,
Bronson Pinchot. Have you ever read the AV Club interview with him?
No.
It's kind of infamous. Go search it out.
I would love to.
He felt very free with his words that day. He talks a lot about working with Tom Cruise in a very interesting way.
Interesting. Okay. Oh my God. Can't wait.
We'll link it in the episode notes.
All right, whoosh me in. Paul Pierce, Chris Bosh, Chris Webber, and Tony Kukoc are among the latest inductees into the Basketball Hall of Fame. The Tampa Raptors are no more as the team is cleared to return to Toronto. Brianna Stewart will be reevaluated prior to the playoffs after suffering a left foot injury. the NBA may remove automatic reviews of out-of-bounds calls in the final 2 minutes of games. Marc Gasol is traded to the Grizzlies, but is expected to return to Spain to finish his career. Trae Young is ejected from Madison Square Garden during the guest appearance on WWE SmackDown. Kelly Oubre launches his new clothing line, Dope Soul, at New York Fashion Week. Wow, let's
see it.
See Kelly.
I'm so proud of him. Look at him thriving, being beautiful all over the world.
I don't know what's going on there.
I love him and his wife. They're so cute. Look at that picture of them looking at each other.
And cutie Jordan Clarkson was there.
And Shay. Baby Shay. I love it. I love that they all came out to support him.
And Stan Lee.
I was going to say Leonard Maltin. He is.
I don't know. Who, old white men all look the same to me.
Do we know who that guy is and why he got three photos in the carousel?
Jim Moore.
Who's Jim Moore?
GQ.
Oh, he's GQ. From GQ. Oh, you're sucking up the fucking Jim Moore of GQ, Kelly.
Yeah, he needs three photos. I want three photos of Shay.
Yeah, seriously. It's so weird to me because he puts dollar signs instead of S's all the time. And sometimes Kelly will be like, God's love or God's speed, and the S will be a dollar sign. I'm like, what are you saying here? Do you like God or are you making commentary with that dollar sign S?
Oh, he likes God.
Yeah, but why?
I think he's making commentary.
He's kind of like a modern day Banksy.
In America, in a capitalist society, what is God if not money, right?
Yeah. I think that's what he's saying.
And we're all staring at our phones too much.
Yeah. Smartphones, I think they're making us all a little more dumb.
Wow. Can't believe he said it, folks.
Kelly Oubre Jr. said it. I think Dope Soul is a stupid fucking name for a clothing line. As cool and beautiful as Kelly Oubre is, yeah, I was so disappointed to hear Dope Soul be... And then... The stock font, like cursive D and a dollar sign, is like the logo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of lame.
It looks almost like the Disney D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's beautiful. He and his wife are very cute.
Yeah.
I actually like that his wife's sweatshirt is kind of cool, other than the Dope Soul logo on it.
Her outfit is great. Yeah, I love great. What she's wearing.
She's so cute. But I still want this to happen, so I'm going to say it again. I need him to be in an A24 movie. I think he'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Just let's see something.
Just in any A24 movie?
I just feel like he's got the vibe. He's got that...
You want him like in the Ruth Bader Ginsburg documentary?
Oh my God.
He
would have been good in that.
He would have been able to do it. Yeah. He can do anything. If he puts his mind to it.
Yeah. He would have had some stuff to say about her, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean,
he would have been like, yo, that was one dope soul.
I just could see him in like, you know, like a good time kind of flick, you know, but it's him. And I've never seen him act. Well, I've seen him act in a commercial. So
he's actually not bad.
He's not bad.
He's kind of a natural, I think.
Also, if he
I feel like
with,
it could translate. He could if he was with the right director and like.
Yeah, the Safdies know how to work with non-actors. If they did a movie with him, it would be out of the park. It would be great.
Yeah. Exactly. So I just need this to happen.
Okay.
Mike, can you make it happen?
Sure. A24, hit me up at Benner on Twitter. Slide to my DMs. I will pitch you an idea for Kelly Oubre Jr. to star in a movie. Think We Bought a Zoo. But
can
with
I
an,
be...
an aquarium.
Can I be cast as the love interest, please?
You will be cast as the dolphin that he fucks.
That is actually nice. That is sweet. Let's look at Trae Young at SmackDown, because I didn't see any of this, and I'm very curious.
They say, I love New York. That's Trae Young!
Oh, he's just... He's just like touching a man's head and the man's freaking out.
I mean, it's classic wrestling, right? Oh,
he gets, he's like, what? Why'd I get kicked out?
There's Trey's acting skills.
All of New York is so excited. They hate Trey Young.
That was really fucked up. I can't believe he just showed up and did that.
Yeah, he was just an audience member, and he just started touching that man's head for no reason.
He tried to fuck up the show, you know? And they, you know, they're professionals. They're putting on an entertainment.
Also, there's rules. That referee is like, there are rules to this, Trey.
You can't just grab a head.
Ice Trey. Get cold somewhere else.
Cold sore?
Get a cold sore somewhere else in your butthole.
They wouldn't let the Undertaker just run on the court and start dribbling.
Oh, boy.
God. What if that
happened? 7 feet tall. They might ask him to do it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I want to see him dunk.
I bet, Gabe, can you Google Undertaker dunking? I bet there is footage of it. He's 7 feet tall. There has to be footage of it. Oh, is that a picture?
What is that?
Yeah, what's that? That picture looks like a young Undertaker.
A young Undertaker almost dunking a basketball. Wow. We almost got it.
He's wearing short shorts.
Shorty shorts.
Adidas shirt.
Adidas. Yeah. Yes.
Now he's helping a dunk team with their dunks, but he's not dunking.
No.
He's helping a small child dunk. I guess this guy just doesn't want to.
Is that the front of him or the back of him? I guess we'll never know.
The back.
He busted it out.
Had to be the back. We just have
to identify the butt, then we'll know.
I couldn't tell if I was looking at crotch or butt. Not a good sign.
Wait, what are you talking about?
That's his butt.
Okay.
You thought that was his crotch?
I thought it was his crotch, and I thought that was a dick print. So what? Sue me.
That is a gigantic dick print.
I thought he was wearing a mask.
And he's got
you
a big old
hog. Like, kind of just blur your eyes a little. You can see it.
I got it. You did a lot of like gymnastics to get to the dick print there. You're ignoring him.
This is like one of those magic eye, you know, pictures. You just kind of squint and like go cross-eyed and you'll see a dick.
You gotta kind of like lose focus and then you'll see.
Hey, Undertaker, we got an idea for you for like a coffee table book. It's just magic eye pictures of your dick. Hit us up at Benner on Twitter. DM me.
Your DMs are going to be full by the time this comes out.
A24.
Yeah.
Undertaker.
The Safdie Brothers.
Yeah.
Let's see what Tony Kukoc had to say during the Hall of Fame ceremony.
I always cared about team success over the individual goals, and now when I'm standing here, I can say I was right. I'm incredibly humbled to receive this honor, the greatest in all of sports, and I thank you all. Thank you.
I have to say, Tony Kukoc can still get it.
Really?
I think he's so handsome.
I thought that was the Undertaker for a second.
I thought he was handsome when he was young, and he's still looking good. He's like a silver fox kind of guy.
Okay, more for
you. You know what's not humble is like ending your speech with like, "and I was right the entire time." Like that's clearly just a jab at Michael Jordan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Yeah. But Michael Jordan was on stage with him, like that he was there. I think Scottie Pippen was there too. And they had a whole part in this that I didn't quite see, but
they put on a little skit.
It was like you know, summer camp. Everyone did like the talent show portion at the end.
They put on the cheerleaders' outfits and they sang a song.
All right, let's look at some fashion. Let's look at Russell Westbrook in a skirt for New York Fashion Week. Was it New York Fashion Week?
Yeah.
He looks great.
He looks so good.
A cream sweater, a white long, what are those skirts called?
Pleated
skirt.
And he's got blue hair.
Boots. He looks great. I love it.
Yeah, he looks incredible. There are all kinds of losers and all social media commenting, you know, vaguely homophobic things about it, but I'm just, get a fucking life. He looks great.
That's sports fans for you.
Yep. That's sports fans for you. You're, if you don't like this, you're not allowed to listen to Young Thug ever again.
Yes. Yeah, and you're banned from listening to Dunktown and Air Buds.
Yeah, we're all in skirts right now.
Double banned. Yeah, we're all wearing, all four of us are wearing skirts.
If I could pull a skirt off, I fucking would. I mean,
it's nice. You got a breeze going up.
Yeah.
It's nice in the summer, especially.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, when you walk over like a crate, like the crate on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Has,
like the air going up.
Like the hot subway air you like on your butt?
No, not. Yeah, the hot subway
air. The moist, wet subway
air. It's like a sauna just for your butthole.
I bet it really exfoliates it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like garbage wafting up, hot garbage. Yeah. Love it.
So it is Met Gala night, and Russ was there, and he put little stars, dyed stars into, that's him with Kiki Palmer. His
Emmy award winning Kiki Palmer, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, when I went to the Sparks game, the Emmys were happening at the same time. We were like, what do we do?
Here's Russ.
Don't go into the wrong building.
Russ and Steph at the Met Gala, they look great.
Yeah, Russ is good look. Russ's tuxedo, a little basic. I was expecting, this is like, this is,
Steph's got something more going on here.
This isn't even close to what Russ wears on a normal day.
Yeah, like, wear a skirt to the Met Gala.
Yeah.
See, I think Russ is a fashion show all year long. Yeah. I think this was like kind of his like, I'm going to zig when they expect me to zag kind of thing. Like he wore the skirt yesterday to set up expectations for him to just kind of wear a classic look. He still has the stars in the hair, but I don't know. I think he looks better than Steph. I'm not a fan of that Steph jacket.
I'm not a fan, but I appreciate that he like tried something, you know?
Steph looks like
Aisha looks amazing.
Steph looks like he's in a Netflix Zara fantasy
dressing room.
Like, I think it's like a Netflix fantasy show where he's like, you know, a guard for a dragon lord or something, you know?
Right.
Aisha looks great though.
I love that dress on her. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
And they're matching.
They're matching. I think the like, what would you call that? Like lame? I don't know what you call the thing on Steph's jacket. Is definitely Aisha being like, you need to basically look like an accessory to my dress. And
yeah,
so that's where, yeah.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely looks better standing next to her than by himself.
Next to Russ, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's see this video of a fan crashing her car because she's so excited to meet Tyler Hero. There's a crowd of young women around him, and then you just see a car drive into a wall.
Filmmaking. Yeah.
And he's like, oh shit, he keeps signing. He's like, I don't know what to do.
This lady, she's like getting out of her car while it's moving, and it just crashes into a wall.
I think her
like half out of it.
Oh god.
Yeah, well I think she got out. She forgot to put the car in park.
Yeah, yeah, she's trying to get back in. Yeah.
She's trying to get back in to stop it. Mm-hmm. Why all that for Tyler Hero? Like
I mean, I didn't know he had like 12-year-old female fans.
Oh, that's like most of his fans, I think.
Yeah,
maybe I don't know his fans.
He's a cute young guy who has a Jack Harlow song named after him. Mm-hmm. So he's, I mean, look, I wish him all the luck in the world. He definitely had a shitty second year compared to his first year.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he's got a crowd of young women all around him like that. Other than that, he's very cute.
Yeah. I mean, he's like
young, like not even just young women, but like teen women. That's crazy to me.
Why? Yeah. When I was a teen, I liked like 20-year-old basketball players.
His tattoos are horrible.
Guys, I think I saw the Muppet Baby Miss Piggy in there. Like they were really young.
That's really young.
Yeah. He's got these red tattoos on his chest that are, they look horrible. They look infected.
I don't know if I've seen them.
Pull it up, Gabe, please.
Please, Gabe.
Please.
Please, Gabe, show us.
Please. It looks so bad.
It's like he's bleeding.
Yeah, it looks like someone carved it into him, which I guess is maybe what he was going for.
I've seen this. No work, no check.
No work, no check, yeah. Ugh.
He looks like he's like a little kid who got like a rash from the boogie board at the beach.
Yeah, it looks
no
like,
work, no check boogie board.
It looks like his friend was like, hey, man, can I like practice on you? And he was like, I don't give a shit.
Wait a minute. That it's red and it looks a lot like AOC's dress. Was it Banksy?
Banksy! Banksy strikes again.
Okay, on that note, Benner, you got to get out of here. Anything you want to plug before you go?
Yeah. I mean, what was that?
I was going to say, can you say hi to AOC and Kanye and Kim and the gang when you get there?
I'll let you know. I'll take a selfie. Thank like you. Bigger than the Allen selfie, okay?
Yeah, please.
You're really setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah. But before I go, listen to the Airbuds podcast. If you're listening to this, you're probably well aware of who we are and how to find us. But if you're not at Airbuds Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, follow me at Benner on Twitter. I recently got back onto it and I need the followers, please.
He really please does. It's sad.
He holds photos of his dog hostage until he gets to certain follower numbers. So follow him.
And then I tweeted. I said, I'll post pictures of my dog if I get to 200 followers. And then I said, I'll post pictures of my naked butt if I get to 1,000 followers.
Wow.
Growth has stagnated. No one wants to see my naked butt. But yeah, add Benner, Benner on Twitter.
Go for the funny jokes. Go for the nice comments.
Yeah. And you know what? Go to fucking patreon.com/Dunktown. Get on the Patreon for Dunktown.
Well, thank you.
You
have
Patreon.
A Patreon too.
No, forget us. Go to Dunktown's Patreon. You guys are putting out great stuff. I love it. I've been lurking in the Discord a lot lately, not posting as much because I've been a little busy. But yeah,
currently the mayor of Dunktown. I think that was declared in the Discord.
We decided.
And then I fucking dipped for a while. haven't been back. I'm like Garrett Garcetti. Like
I was gonna make the same joke. Oh, goodbye.
We'll have fun at the Met Gala, and we'll see you when you get back.
Can't wait to see what you're gonna put on.
Bye.
Bye. All right, let's move on to our next segment. Each week we highlight our favorite comments made by the members of our Cutie Nation Discord. It's the cutie comment of the week.
different people was like reactions. I love it.
This week's comment is from Choni Mitchell. Okay, the post says, I watched The Matrix for the first time last night. Before starting it, I thought I should write down what I think this movie is going to be about and then see how wrong/right I was. But all I can think of was Computer Man.
Computer Man.
I mean, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's right. Computer Man. Computer Man is correct.
Yeah. You got it. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Are you guys excited for The Matrix 4?
I am, actually. I'm going to just go in assuming it's going to be a bad movie.
Mm. I don't think I've seen the second and third one.
Well, they're not as good. But maybe we should do a little marathon where we watch those three before we go and see.
Yeah.
Because it is nice seeing Keanu in literally anything.
I love him. I support him.
Yeah.
I remember being, when the first Matrix came out, I remember watching it, but being too young to understand what was happening.
Yeah.
It's a very confusing and shocking movie when you don't know what's going on and don't understand it.
Did someone explain it to you and just say,
of course not.
Computer Man?
Yeah. Like my parents were the kind of parents who like refused to watch like kids movies. Like it was always just like, you have to watch what I want to watch, even though you're a child. So there's many like examples of like me watching a movie that's like, I was never going to get it. I was never going to understand it.
Have you seen it since then?
No. Wait, I feel like I watched it maybe like a year ago.
Maybe it should be our next Discord watch.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should watch it. I haven't seen the first one in a really, really long time. But when it came out, I remember really loving it. And I just was like, this is so fun. I just was like pumped. Mm-hmm. I went and saw it with my college roommate and like close friend Rachel and her boyfriend Chad. And we left the movie theater like no joke. We were like fake fighting like as we left because we were like so pumped up. And then I probably didn't watch it for like 5 years after that. And then I probably haven't seen it since then.
All right. Well, let's do it.
But I remember the second and third ones being bad and almost unwatchable. But hey, maybe I just didn't understand the Matrix.
Let's do a marathon where we're not allowed to pee through three movies.
You will not. You'll break that first of anyone.
Yeah, I'm a pee-pee baby. All right. If you want to win cutie comment of the week, because it is a winning kind of thing, you can win.
Yeah. You win a crown and some chocolates.
Oh, maybe we should give somebody a crown on the Discord when they win. That'd be cute.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to be eligible for next time, you can join our Cutie Nation Discord by signing up on our Patreon, patreon.com/dunktown. Get over there. We're having fun.
It's been really fun. I mean, it's always fun from get-go.
It is. All right. Let's move on to our mail basket.
You got mail.
Today we have an email from Alexis. Alexis writes, re your discussion about weird fluffy dogs that don't look entirely dog-like. My girl Remy is pretty much Sprocket, but after seeing a ghost. Let's see this dog, please.
That's Remy.
Mm.
And Remy does look like Sprocket from Fraggle Rock, but way cuter.
Remy looks like they have pigtails on the top of their head.
But it's just their big fluffy ears.
It's a cute look. I'm into it.
Cute little white socks.
I try to recreate it sometimes. Where I'm like... perfect socks, perfect tongue. Big fan. 10 out of 10.
Remy's very cute.
Is that a video?
Oh, cute.
Oh, okay. I see. The eyes. You can see the eyes better in that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I see that. Yes, your dog has very soulful eyes,
like a little old man, but a girl dog.
Thank you. I want to encourage everyone to please send me photos of your dog. You can send them to hi@dunk.town, or you can leave a message on our cutie hotline and describe what your dog looks like. 903-420-DUNK. Yeah, we're never going to be upset about seeing a photo of a dog.
No, we'll always love it.
I'm a real dog freak. Anastasia's a cat freak, so send them both on over.
Actually, literally any animal, I'll like it.
Send them all over. You heard her.
Yeah.
Test the limits of that, too.
Do you have a weird animal? I don't like when people own pets that should be wild animals. Mm-hmm. But that being said, like, hedgehogs are so cute. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all that stuff.
I mean, shouldn't they all be wild animals if we're going down that road?
Well, I like dogs and cats and cows and some other animals have been so domesticated at this point that most of them probably wouldn't do that well in the wild.
I think Chips would.
You think Chips would survive if he even walked out your apartment door?
I mean, he's a street dog.
Yeah, but he hated it.
You don't know that. Maybe he was thriving out there.
And he just was mad that he got caught.
Yeah.
No, I don't want this animal, Gabe. Gabe's showing this deep sea fish. What's it called?
Angler fish.
Angler fish, yeah.
I guess gross. I don't like this animal. But I mean, I like what it's doing for the ocean, but yucky.
Yuck. All right. Well,
angler fishes are anti-vaxxers. So you just said you liked what they do in the ocean. They're spreading ocean COVID.
Hey,
yeah, they're spreading the Q word under the water. All right. Well, Mike already left, so we can't thank him again. But I guess we should.
Yeah, we can. He just won't. He'll never hear it. Yeah, but thank you, Mike. We love Mike. Huge fans of him and Airbuds.
Great group of guy.
Great group of guy.
All right. I guess that's it. Thank you to the cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/Dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I am on Twitter at @echo_mint and on Instagram at @agatamonica. Anastasia is on both at @AnastasiaVigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Dominguez for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.